Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. This has been an interesting week in my house, actually an interesting couple of weeks. My daughter's a senior in high school. She's applied to probably 20 different universities, and now she's hearing back from them. And in some cases, it's great. And in some cases, it's not, right? So depending on where she's getting in and where she's not getting in. And it's incredibly stressful for her. But she's so worried about the perception of this whole thing, the perception of where she went to school and is she going to be able to get a job that's going to pay her well or not based on the school. And she's 17, so she doesn't understand the real world completely, and she's getting there. But again, there's a lot of stress around it. But I keep thinking about this idea of perception. Right, and how people see things. And in the case of the college admissions process, it's so ridiculous because it's so arbitrary in many cases. Right? If you fit a certain demographic, then you may get in over someone else. If you're a certain ethnicity, that makes a difference too. I mean, all these things are play into it. And, you know, it's so difficult to judge people from a piece of paper or an essay that they write, and now you're going to make a decision on whether they're good enough or not good enough for you to be accepted into your university. It's a really, really tough place to be, but it's also one that you have a limited amount of control, which of course you exercise, but after that, you just have to let things go. And this is the challenge I'm having with her. She just can't let it go. And so that's one of the things. And when you look at it in the workplace, it could be something as simple as a promotion. Right? The idea of playing games to try to get where you want to go and worrying so much about it. You know, at the end of the day, what I always tell people is do your best work and let that work speak for itself. And I'm not saying you don't do some self-promotion along the way. You know, you have to let people know that you're doing it, because I've made that mistake before. Just look at my performance and leave me alone. And it worked out pretty well. But at the end of the day, you know, at some point there should be some promotion there. And sometimes you need some self-promotion. But the key here is this, is you focus on what you control. And so here's one thing that's pretty simple that can make a big difference in your life. If people like you, they're willing to help you, right? We know that, right? People will help those that they like. And if people trust you, it just adds a whole nother level onto what you're doing. So if you can make people like you and trust you, that's going to get you ahead. Right? And once they like you and trust you, if you're able to leverage those relationships to get help towards where you want to go, that's where you do it. So you use the influence once you get there. And then from that standpoint, they're judging you on your performance, and let that performance drive your success. Because so often we see the game playing, sucking up to the boss, taking shots at others to make yourself look good. Rise above all the bullshit and just make yourself stand out based on your performance. You know, the best thing in the world is a meritocracy, right? Because it's based on how well you are doing. How was your performance versus that of everyone else's? And typically in life and in business, the better you are, the more you're going to rise within an organization, the more you're going to get promoted, the better the perception is of people. But it all starts with being liked, and then from there, becoming a trusted person that people go to, that they know they can count on the work you do. That's what it's really about. The pedigree is nice, but there's plenty of Ivy League people that haven't gotten very far in life because they just don't know they don't have any people skills. The most important thing is the ability as how you treat other people, right? And how they perceive you comes as a direct result of how you treat them. And if you have that integrity, and if you follow through, and if they know they can trust you, then that makes all the difference in the world. Stop worrying about titles. Stop worrying about things you can't control, and start focusing on what you can control. And those are those personal interactions. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for this week, just want you to think about how you get ahead. Stop worrying so much about what other people think of you, but do what you can to get to move yourself forward. Think about those things that you can do to literally make people like you and trust you. Right? Be a person of your word, do the right things, and then just let go. And in the end, if you do the right things, if you have the right mindset, the rest of it will take care of itself.